So basically, so where are we at? So we're up to Gedumim. Okay? And basically, this is the last aspect of this part of the Gemara. Then we're going on to something else. Okay? But in explaining the Mishnah, right? Because the problem was, again, the Mishnah, the Yamalhugas Rabbi Nacham, whether Tchez and Lavan are Ma'akev, Adadi. Okay, Rabbi holds they are Ma'akev one another. So the problem is, the Mishnah openly says Tchez and Ma'akev, Lavan, Lavan, and Ma'akev, Tchez. So it sounds like they are Ma'akev. They're not Ma'akev. They're not Ma'akev. The Mishnah sounds like they're not Ma'akev. So Gemara says that seems to be against the Rabbi. So it says, no, Rabbi could still explain it, because it means with regard to order. With regard to order, it means that really Lavan should go first. But Lavan and Ma'akev Tchelas. That if Lavan didn't go first, it's not Ma'akev. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's very good with regard to Lavan and Ma'akev Tchelas. But what about Tchelas and Ma'akev versus Lavan? So Rami wanted to say, Rami Barchama says, no, because in a beggar school Tchelas, the Tchelas goes first. So Tchelas and Ma'akev Lavan, the same thing. Okay, but Rava says, no, that's not true. Because Midei Tzivagaram, which means that Lavan always goes first. So since Lavan always goes first, you can't tell me that's what Tchelas and Ma'akev Lavan means. So therefore, if you want to say that it means with regard to order, you're not going to be able to explain the two statements in the Mishnah. You can explain Lavan and Ma'akev Tchelas, but you can't explain Tchelas and Ma'akev Lavan. So you're back to the same problem. That according to Rabbi, you can't explain the Mishnah. So Rava is now going to have to suggest a new theory. Okay, and nothing to do with order. Order is gone. Okay, order doesn't work out. It works one way, it doesn't work the other way. So it just can't be. So he gives a new explanation. So it says, Ella Marava lo nitzcha ella the gerdumim. He only needed with regard to stumps, leftovers. Okay, right? I think the word. I think. Yeah. So Rashi says, gerdum hainu shiareha the leftovers. Shnishtayu lach shnifsku that are left over. After they are, after reps. Okay, it means like a stump, a leftover, a remnant, or whatever you want to call it, okay? So, what do I mean? With regard to Gedum, what's it talking about? So it says, it explains. The Gedum Tcheles Vikai Lavan. So if the Tcheles rips down, becomes a stump, and the Tcheles, the Lavan is remaining. Right? Or the Igardim Lavan Rikoi Tchelas, or the opposite, if the Lavan rips down and Tchelas is remaining Mistama Keshior, right, the proper length, less Lanba, we don't care, doesn't matter. So it means it's not Ma'akev Adadi. It means that if the Tchelas, if the Lavan rips down, I mean, it's a little bit out of the interpret a little bit, but it means that if the Lavan rips and now is less than the Shear, right, it's a girdum, and it's less than the shiur, so that's not going to be ma'akev, your unified kiyam. Right, again, remember, according to the library, there is only one kiyam, the unified kiyam of both. But if one of them rips, if the lavan rips, it's not ma'akev, the tcheles, and therefore the whole thing is good. And, or if the tcheles rips, it's not ma'akev, the lavan, and the whole thing is a good. Okay, so that's what it means. Okay, and he says, the amar... The Amri ben Eruchia, because Eruchia have a statement like this: Gedume Tchelas Ksherim, Gedume Ezov Ksherim, because the Gedume Tchelas are good, and Gedume Ezov are good. Ezov are by Paraduma, right? They have three stalks of Ezov, yeah, whatever Ezov is, a kind of a tree, a sub tree or something like that. The three is the same. If it's Gedumim, so then it's good. So the same way. So just so that statement, so you see the statement, Gedumim is good. So he's saying, Gedumim is saying, Lavan Rekos Ches Ten Rekos Lavan. That's what it means. It's a reference to Gedumim, that if one of them rips, the other one is it's still good with the other one. Okay? And just want to go a little bit, before we get into a little bit further. Okay, I don't know if, did he stop there? Or you know? Okay, Vekama Shir Gedumim, what's a Shir Gedumim? Amar Baram Duri, Amar Shmuel Kedel Anvan. Enough to tie them. Okay, so I mean, we're going to get into how exactly you measure it. But even when you say it's a girdum, it can't be ripped down all the way to the bottom, that there's no string left over whatsoever, but there still has to be left over the amount that you could make a knot out of it. Okay? And we'll get to, the Gemara's going to get into how do you make that a knot. All the strings together, or separately, or thick strings, or thin strings, but essentially, there has to be some left. Some of the string has to be left. So it's saying, if one of the strings rips down to as long as there's still left, Kedan Eva, and the other one is in full length. Okay, full length is the question. It's how long is the full length? It's either 4 etzpos or 8 etzpos. Okay? It's 4 etzpos or 8 etzpos. Okay? Or 12. I mean, it's complicated, but whatever it is, there's a shear, there's a certain length. Okay? So and then... Okay, so that's basically the facts. That's what it's saying, is that if one of them rips, the Lavan rips, but the Tchelis is still remaining, it's okay. Again, as long as the Lavan has Kedan Iva, or vice versa, it's okay. It's all good. Okay, but Tosos makes the parent deduction. Okay, Tosos is all they can do. We're just going to do the basic. Mashma dir girdim kulhu misli. The implication is, but if they all rip, if the Lavan and the Tchelis rip, then you got a problem. Then it's not good. And the Shidun Betzis just fills in one thing, which I think is Mastavar. But he says, because it means the Lavan, if the Tchelas rips and the Lavan is completely good, namely both of the Lavan strings are completely good, or vice versa, or the Lavan rips and both of the Tchelas strings are completely good, so then it's good. Okay? But the implication is if both of the entities are messed up, then it's not good. And it's not going to be good. So the Geduman thing is only going to work if one of the entities is ruined. Okay. What's a little bit funny is by Azov, I don't know if you have two entities. You know, I mean, I don't think that. I mean, there are three agudos, but you could argue it's a similar type of thing. One of them is not the other one. You'll see it's coming. But the Gemara has a case in Lamed Hay with the Ritzuos of tefillin ripping. I mean, it's complicated. It's not so simple how this could do it. But for now, let's forget anything else. Forget how it works in other cases. I mean, here it's saying, the fact is saying that if one of them rips and the other one is a girdum, it's good. If they both rip, forget about it. It's not good. So, and that's what it means. Okay? So, any questions? So, this first question I'm saying is, what's this idea of girdum? I mean, either it's not, is it a shear? It's not the shear. What, there's like a shear? And then there's less than the shear, but another shear, yeah, like a tolerable amount. Like, what kind of thing is that? Either it's more than shear, or less than shear. How do you have like two cutoff points here? That's a funny kind of a thing. I mean, if you tell me it's okay if it rips and it's less than the shear, then it's less than the shear. Who cares if it's a lot less than the shear or only a little less than the shear? Bottom line, it's not the shear. How do you have levels? Right. Yeah, good question. Now, the next question is Marshall. Is Gerdumim a good shear or is Gerdumim not a good shear? Right? In other words, if you tell me it's okay if it's Gerdumim, then they should both be able to be Gerdumim. And you're telling me Gedumim is, no, it's less than the shear, so it's not good, but then neither of them should be able to rip less than that. Okay, or is this good or is it not good? What kind of halacha? One of them. What does one of them mean? And that's what the Mishnah is teaching you. That no, as long as one of them is good, it's still good. But what kind of idea is that? How could it be one of them? If it's possible, it's possible. Okay, yes, there's not one more problem, I think. Let me ask you a question. Let's assume I made my tzitzis, the charchila, in this manner. Okay, that one of them was 12, whatever it's supposed, the full shear, and the other one was a girdum. So would that be good?
Seemingly not.
Seemingly not. Right. Good. That's what I mean. The fact seemingly is the case is if they're your girdum, if it rips, okay, then like Rashi says, shear out, they're the leftovers. So if you have them both full size and then they rip, then the question is, if one of them is still good and the other one's a girdum, then it's okay. But l'chachila, if you made it like this, it would seem definitely it's possible. Right? Because you don't have the share. So what kind of thing is that? I mean, if Manashach, again, if you're telling me that the girdum is good, then you should be able to make it like that. And if you tell me, no, you can't make it like that because they have to both be share. So they have to both be share, then how could this whole thing work? Right, I mean, that's a clear implication. A girdum, if it rips, not that l'chachila, of course, that l'chazin need a shear. Right, so that's another problem. Yeah. So summarize, three problems. First thing is, what's this idea of girdum? I mean, what's the idea of kedei anima? If it's not, if it's less than this, it should be less than the shear or more than the shear. What's the idea of less than the shear, a lot less than the shear? That's one problem, right, kedei anima. Second question is monoshech, is girdum good or is it not good? If it's good, then both of them should be able to be girdum. If it's not good, and neither of them should be a girdum. And the third question is that what's the difference in the asiya? Apparently, it doesn't work. You can't use girdumim. Girdumim is only after you already made it. But why should that be? If it's good, manashach. If this is a valid tzitzis, then it should be a valid tzitzis. So why can't you make it like this? L'chachila. The thing is like this: is that let's say. You have in Sitzis, you have the basic element, you have a chut, okay, chut, and then there's a shear in the chutim. Okay, a shear is, let's say, 8 etzbos, or 4 etzbos, whatever the shear may be, 12 etzbos, it's questionable, okay? So you have, that's a shear, okay? Now, remember, according to Rabbi, Sitzis is a one entity of Lavan u'Tcheilas. Okay? And the Lavan and Tchelas merge as two components, and they unite to form a unified entity of tzitzis. Okay, that's this new entity of tzitzis. It's one chatzah shel tzitzis. Okay. Now it could be he holds as follows that if one of the entities could supply the share. Okay, since it's an entity that sits as two components, the shear could be supplied by one of the components. Okay, well, since it's a two component entity, and the entity has to be an entity which has a characteristic of shear, so as long as one of the components contains shear, then that will serve to qualify the entity as having shear. Okay, shear is like a characteristic that you're giving it. Shear. So as long as one of the entities contains the shear, it's again it's two components. So as long as one of the components has shear, and it's one unified entity, so the entire entity will gain that character. Okay. But the thing is like this. Okay, there's still that's one thing. Okay, that's why they can't both go down because then there's no shear. If they're both gerdumim, then there's nothing because now you don't have shear. But the shear could be supplied by one of them. So why can't the other one rip down completely? Why can't it rip down? Why do you need Kedei Aniva? Okay. But I'd say like this, is that, see, there's two things. There's shear, and then there's the very quality itself. Okay. Apparently, there's a size beyond which it's not defined as a chut anymore. Okay. If you have a piece of material, which is infinitesimal, it's not a chut. Okay. A chut has to have a certain length. But once you have that length is Kedei Aniva. Apparently, on a basic level, it's the basic function of a chut is, let's say, to tie things together, to tie. So therefore, as long as it has the length of Kedei Aniva, it's a chut. But once it's a chut, there's a halacha of a shear. So that's why there's two levels. The first level isn't a shear. The first level is the quality of a chut. But once you have the quality, then there's a shear. The mitzvah tzitzis has that these chutim aren't just not just enough to have a chut, but it has to have a shear of a, you know, whatever it's both in order to be defined as tzitzis arosh or whatever. So there's a shear. So it's saying that the shear could be supplied by one of the entities. But if the other entity is less than Kedei Aniva, then you don't have an entity. Then there is no tchelas. Then you only have lavat. So everything has to be at least Kedei Aniva because you have to have both entities present. You must have a chutei lava and a chutei tcheles. But since they unite to form one unity, so it's enough, the shear could be supplied by one of those entities. Okay? Which leaves one problem. Okay? A significant problem. Is the asiya. So if that's the case, so why can't you make it lechachila that way? Because you're telling me that the whole thing is the shear could be supplied by one of the entities. So if that's the case, so why can't you have do it l'chachilo that way? Okay, the two entities, and you have the shear from one of them. Okay. So I was thinking that this comes down to something we were talking about before, is that see in tzitzis you have two realms. You have the asiya and the resultant chafza. Okay? The asiya and the resultant chafza. Okay? Insofar as the asiya is concerned, you have lavan and you have tchelas. Two separate things. You take lavan, take tchelas, two separate things. Two separate qualities. One has nothing to do with another intrinsically. I think we talked about this at some point. I don't remember exactly where. But we have two distinct elements. Okay? Once you tie it together and you make it, wrap it up, and this is mitzarif that, and the whole deal, everything, at the end of the day, you have a unified entity. Okay? But in the asiya itself, they're two distinct things. I mean, even Rebbe can't say they're one thing. They're different things. How are they one thing? So the one thing is because of their function and the way they end up functioning in unison. But in the asiya itself, they're distinct. So now if you tell me that there's a halacha of a shir in tzitzis, so wouldn't that make sense that the asiya, that the shir is going to apply to the asiya as well? That you must take love on which has a certain shear, and you must take tails which has a certain shear, and join it together, and then the shear is going to result in a chafza with the shear. Okay, but if that's the case, then if you start off with a shear, a string of tchelas, which is less than the shear, So then it's lacking the asiyah. Your component is lacking the shear. You don't have the component. The component of tchelis has to have shear. It's lacking shear. They're two distinct components, so each one has to have their own shear. But once you do the asiyah, and the asiyah unites them, and they now form one entity of the shneihem yachad, so now the shear can be provided by one of them. Yeah, because now they're one. Now they're not two anymore. So when they're two in asiyah, they're two, so they have to have their own shear. But so you can't. They both have to have shear independently. But once they emerge together, now they're one entity, so they could have one. So they could one share. Fine. So this is an example. He said, like, let's say you have so this idea that the quality of shear could be attained by one of the elements. So he said, like, let's say you have in tennis, so you have a doubles team. So and let's say one of the players happens to be very quick. He's fast. Another guy's normal speed, normal, nothing special. So it could be you could say that it's a fast team. If a team is fast, they're a quick team. Does it mean both people on the team are quick? No. But the characteristic of quickness could be applied to the team because of one of its aspects. Okay? So the same thing here, is that the characteristic of shear could be applied to the entity of Lavan Utreilas, of Tzitzis, via one of its characteristics. And that's exactly what Tzitzis means, is that the absence of shear of one entity in one of the components is not me'akev the existence of the shear in this unit. Okay? In other words, the shear, you know, the absence of shear in one doesn't me'akev the shear in the whole thing. Okay? You don't need both teammates to be quick. That's what I'm saying. In other words, you could still call it, say that as the shear, if one of the components has the shear. It doesn't need to exist in both components. That's what it's teaching you. That since it's one entity, the characteristic of shear, it's not as if without 12 atzbos, it's non-existent. That's just nothing. No, it's just a superadded characteristic, and the characteristic could be given to it by one of the elements. You don't need it to be in both. I'll tell you there's a problem, okay? And I'm not sure if I have a good answer for this problem, okay? But the problem is, like, let's say, for instance, they have the statement, gedume tcheilas ksherim, gedume ezov ksherim, right? So what's the case by ezov? Okay, so by Ezo it seems, I mean it does seem that this whole thing is specifically, was making this Gedumim work, the reason why it works is because of the uniqueness of the mitzvah of Tzitzis, where you have Lavan and Tchelas in two components, and therefore the Shear could come from one of the components. This is like a very unique type of a thing. Now what about by Ezov? Ezov, there happens to be there three things of Ezov. But at least the Rambam doesn't say anywhere that Gedumim and Gedumim, he has if all of them are Gedumim. It doesn't have if only two of them or if only, I mean, you could say, I don't know, maybe Tosus would hold it, you know. But I mean, it doesn't seem like there's a halacha there like by Gedumim. It seems like by Ezov, all of them are Gedumim. Okay? It seems that way. It does seem that way. You could argue. I mean, you could say no. According to that, at least at this point, you could argue no. But Ezov also, it means that there are three Agudos Ezov, and the Shear, then you make them into a bundle. So you could say, you could interpret that since they're in a bundle, so as long as one of them has the Shear, the other ones are Gedumim, so therefore it's still okay. Okay, you could say that. That's not so a problem. I mean, I don't know. The Ram doesn't bring it, but that's not my question. I don't know. The Ram doesn't bring it, but that's, you could interpret it. But I think it's more difficult if you look at the Gemara on Lamed Hayam Beis. And the Gemara on Lamed Beis is altogether difficult, okay? And I want to do it anyways. It's a funny Gemara. It's Lamed Hayam Beis. So the Gemara references it, so I know it. Our Gemara references it. So it's Lamed Hayam Beis. It says, Amar Rav Papa. It's like the eighth, ninth line. Amar Rav Papa. Okay? It says, Girdume Ritzuos Kesheros. Okay? So if the ritzuos and your tefillin, okay, look at Rashi says. It says, Masha tolo min ha-ritzuos achash nes kashu barosh. So after you do the dalet knot in the back of your head, you have hanging down the strings of the straps of the ritzuos. So, im nifsak me osan shirayim v'nish tairu gerdumim. So if that leftover rips and you have leftover, you have left the gerdumim, kesherim, gerdumim hainu shirayim. So it means if they rip. So it means your straps hanging down in front, they rip, and you're left with gerdumim. Okay, so similar case, right? You could have the same type of a case. Originally, they were a certain length, and now they rip. So it's saying, so Rav Papa wants to say they're good, no problem. Okay? But the one says, Vilav Mil, say, it's not true. Okay? It's not a halacha. Mide Amri b'nei Rabbi Chia, gerdumim tcheles, v'gerdumim ezov k'sherim. Right? Because Rabbi Bnei Rechia say that the Gedumim Ezov are good. Right? Hasam hu detashmishe mitzvah ninu. Yeah, that's to the gedumim is kosher when it comes to gedumei tchelik, gedumei ezek, because that's tashmishei mitzvah. Okay, there are objects which are used for the purposes of mitzvah. Aval hacha de tashmishei kedusha nenu, lo. But the straps, which are tashmishei kedusha, because the tefillin is a chavta shel kedusha, and the straps are tashmishei kedusha because they hold on the tefillin. So in tashmishei kedusha, gedum is not going to work. Okay? Gedum is not going to work. Okay? Fine. And then the Gemara says, Mechlal de islu shiura, so it must be that if there's a shiur. If you tell me gedum isn't good, so it must be there's a shiur when it comes to tefillin. The kava shiura, what's the shiur? And it talks about how long they have to be. Okay, fine. So the Gemara thing is difficult on a few fronts. Okay? Well, wait, that's one problem. And one problem is, what's Tashmisha Gedusha? Tashmisha Mitzvah has nothing to do with it. I mean, if you tell me there's a mechanism of Gerdumim, whatever mechanism it is, however you want to explain it, okay? If there's a mechanism of Gerdumim which allows you to fill in a shear somehow based upon a Gerdum, right? However it works, whatever mechanism it is. But what does that mean to Tashmisha Gedusha or Tashmisha Mitzvah? I mean, Tashmisha Gedusha is very nice. If you're talking about Kedusha, are you allowed to throw it out? Could you use it for a davar chol? I mean, does Rikdu put this halachic mechanism? Well, since when is that a category in how to determine shiurim and stuff? I mean, is there more? Are we more chamor and shiur or something like that when it comes to tashmisha kedusha than we are in tashmisha mitzvah? I mean, it just doesn't sound to you make a lot of differences. I mean, tefillin starts with a taf and tzitzis doesn't. Tchelas does. But whatever, I mean, you can make a lot of differences. I mean, why? Who cares tashmisha mitzvah? And that's it. That's the Gemara rejection. It can't be. Well, how does that follow? What does it mean to do with Tashmisha Mitzvah? Okay? Which I think is somewhat of a difficulty for us, because according to the way we're explaining Kedumim, it should have to at least have some ability to have to fit into that distinction. I mean, you could say, look, that's that Gemara. But, yeah, I understand, but it would seem that it has to... I mean, the way we're looking at it, it's like a mechanistic kind of a thing. In terms of Shir, I mean, that doesn't matter with Tashmisha. I don't know how you could learn it. I mean, the problem is it's hard to learn it anyway to make it a different Tashmisha to Tashmisha Mitzvah. But, I mean, if we have a theory and we want to say it's good, I mean, it should at least fit into this Gemara. Also, it doesn't seem there. What are you talking about? There, it's talking about the two Ritzuos, and one, they're like a bundle, and one of them rips another. I don't think that's what it's talking about. I mean, it's hard to say that's what it's talking about there, is that there's a unit of two Ritzuos, and one of them rips, and the other one is going to supply the shear. I mean, it just doesn't sound like that was talking about. It sounds like it's talking about, let's say they both rip, or even if one rips. I mean, what shaykhus does one have to the other? It's not like there's a bundle. In Tchelet, you can say there's a bundle. In Ezel, you could try to say there's a bundle, you know? But what are you going to say in the Ritzuos? It doesn't sound like it's saying because you have one Ritzuah that will supply the share for the other Ritzuah. It sounds like it's really talking about the rep. I mean, the rep folia, and both of them rep. I don't know, they're both repped. So it seems somehow there's an idea that Gerdumim works even though there is no share anymore. Right? And that's like what something like Gary was indicating. Like somehow, like the stump points back to the original thing, or something like what Matt was suggesting. He said, once you made it good, it doesn't matter if it's a Gerdum now. Right, so it sounds like something like that. But then, if that's the case, then by Tchelis and Lavan also, then what do you need? Then they should both be able to rip. If in Tefillin they could both rip, and in Ezov they could all rip. So then, why in Tzitzis do you need the Lavan or the Tchelis to both be there? Right, or why do you need one of them to be there? Right, so that's also a problem. Right, so the Gemara presents two problems to us. Okay, which I think are pretty significant.
Yeah.
You know? I saw the Rosh, another man I mentioned, Agavorcha, that, and we'll get to it. But there's a Shita and Tosfos which holds that they could all rep, that all the strings could rep. Okay, that Gedumim doesn't mean only Lavan or only Tchei, you know, even though the Gemara seems to openly imply it. It says, right, and that's the way to read the Gemara. But the other one says they could all really be Gedumim. They could all be Kdei and Eva, and it's all good. They could have the whole thing ripped down to stumps, and it's all good. So it does seem to, for whatever reason, he holds that. But it does, this does seem to prove that, because it's saying, in fact, the Rosh, and the Rashi is more a little more wordy than this Tosfos. He actually says that as a proof. I mean, his mashma, because by Ezov they're all ripping. He doesn't say tefillin, but by tefillin they're all ripping. So then, why should you differentiate? I mean, that is a good question. I mean, why should you differentiate? So I think that it would be nice if we could explain that, you know. And especially because our Gemara is bringing in this statement of Bnei Rabbi Chiya somehow as a support. You know, it's not like we're just going fishing for this other thing. That's a different saga. I mean, that's what's bringing in. Which means he's treating them in one breath, it seems. It seems like you can't just say, I mean, what's the relationship? Okay? So that's a problem. Okay?